I just got back, but about a month ago, I got back from China. So being in China, I learned how to say hi, and you say hi in China by saying ni hao. So when you say hi in China, you say ni hao. So I want you guys all to say ni hao with me in the count of three. One, two, three. Ni hao. With that said, I'm your host, Gilbert. This is Uncool Translations, brought to you by ERMSP Productions in association with Captain Sound Studios. This is episode 11. Welcome back. This is a big triumph. The show has been going through a whole lot of settings, so I've been just getting a lot of things back in order, having to do a lot of just background stuff, so I've been working on some other projects, and I didn't forget about you guys. I have been checking the numbers. I have been checking out, just like on the podcast. I've been meaning to do a podcast for a long time now. So for all you guys that have been downloading and listening, I just want to thank you so much, especially not just here in the United States, but in Canada. I see that people have been listening over there, in Japan, in India, Indonesia, Europe, just all around the world. So if I didn't mention you, I'm sorry, but I thank you. And if you want me to mention you, just go ahead and send me an email at ermsproductions@gmail.com, or go to the website ermsp.com and click on the contact and just send me a message there. So if you want me to give you a shout out, just go ahead and contact me on one of those two mediums, or go to Twitter or Instagram and send me a message there, and I will certainly give you a shout out on the new segment I'm coming up called Shoutouts. With that said, let's get into today's show, and let me give you down the breakdown. So the breakdown of today's show is going to be, we're going to do our old time radio with an amazing band that's from the 80s, 90s, and they just came out with a new album. So I'm going to give you a listen to that. We're going to go into spoilers on the movie Mowgli on Netflix. I got to check that out. And then also on Wreck-It Ralph, or Ralph Breaks the Internet. Sorry about that for people that might get offended, because I said Wreck-It Ralph 2 instead of Ralph Breaks the Internet. Also, we're going to talk about the Avengers trailer that came out, which I'm so excited about. Can't wait for that movie. And yes, I'm one of the few people. Well, I'm pretty sure not few, I'm pretty sure probably in the majority that said the name of the movie was going to be Endgame. So by now you guys all know the movie is called Endgame, so I don't even need to do a spoiler on that. And then, we'll see what else we can talk about. We'll do the whole movies this weekend, and then the top five at the box office. So let's go ahead and start with this week's box office top five. So this week's box office top five, we have Bohemian Rhapsody at number five, coming in at $6 million plus change for them. So that adds another total to theirs, bringing their grand total to just over $173 million, which that's phenomenal for that movie. I still haven't checked it out, but I heard nothing but good reviews on the people that I know saw the movie, critics and that were other, gave it some other reviews. But so far, everyone that saw it that I know says it's a good movie. We have Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald coming in with another $6.9 million. Creed 2 at number 3 with another $9.9 million. Number 2, we have Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, coming in with another $15 million, bringing that total to $223 million. And then number one, Ralph Breaks the Internet, again at number one this week, and that brings it sold at $140 million. So those are the top five at the box office. So for you guys that have seen these movies or haven't or want to go see these movies, go check them out. For you guys that don't know or want to see what movies are playing this weekend, a good thing I have a segment for that. I call it this week's box office.
Don't know what to watch. Don't know what to see.
this week's box office nationwide and limited release. Let's start off with the limited release like we do each and every single episode by me butchering every single one of these names and giving you a brief description on the film. With that said, let's start off with the first one, Capernaum, and this is a drama. It's directed by Nadine Lebowski, and it stars Zun al-Rafa, Yordanas Sifra, Boloswastifi, Treasure Bronco, Corsa al-Haddad. So I'm pretty sure I butchered those names completely. And this is, while serving a 5-year sentence for a violent crime, a 12-year-old boy sues his parents for neglect. The next movie on limited release, it's The Weeding. The Weeding is a drama romance. It's directed by Sam Abbas. It stars Nicole Boschery, Sam Abbas, Harry Aspinwell, Hen Hayoub. And it's, Rami, a young Muslim man, is preparing for his wedding with Sarah while fulfilling a queer sexuality in secret due to strict religious cultural upbringing. And that's The Wedding. The next one is If Bell Street Could Talk. And this is a crime drama romance. It's directed by Barry Jenkins and stars Kiki Lane, Stephen James, Regina King, Coleman Domingo. This is a limited release. A woman, Harlem, desperately scrambles to prove her fiancé's innocence of a crime while carrying their first child. If Bale Street Could Talk. That's the name of the movie, limited release. Now let's get into the nationwide release. Here we have 4 movies coming out this week. The first one, Mortal Engines. And this is directed by Christina Rivers. And it stars Hera Hilmar, Hugo Weavings, Yeeha, Robert Sheehan. And there's an action, adventure, fantasy, sci-fi thriller in a post-apocalyptic world where city rides and wheels and consumes each other to survive. 2 people meet in London and try to stop a conspiracy. And that's Mortal Engines. The next one we have is The Mole, and this is a crime drama mystery. It's directed by Clint Eastwood, and it stars Clint Eastwood, Bradley Cooper, Tessa Farming, and Michael Pena. A 90-year-old horticulturist and World War II veteran is caught transporting $3 million worth of cocaine through Michigan for a Mexican drug cartel. And that's The Mole. Now we have Deadpool 2, Once Upon a Deadpool. And this is it's directed by David Lynch, stars Ryan Reynolds, Josh Brolin, Marina Bocarin, and Julian Dennison. And this is Deadpool 2. Again, it got re-released into theaters. This is now a PG-13 version of it. And it also stars Fred Savage. So in the trailer, it goes on as if you're watching The Princess Bride. So we all seen Deadpool 2, but let me just give you a description again. A foul-mouthed, mutant mercenary, Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, brings together a team of fallen mutant rogues to protect a young boy with supernatural abilities from the brutal, time-traveling cyborg Cable. So if you've seen Deadpool 2, this is the same movie. They just put new scenes into it and made a PG-13. And then the number one, this is my pick for the number one movie at the box office. I think I've heard nothing but great reviews on this one. And I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but I might watch it. I don't know. The kind of looks like it might get me dizzy, but that's just me due to the style of this animated action adventure comedy family sci-fi film, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And it's directed by Bob Persisti, Peter Ramsey, Rodney Rotman, and it starred Sean McMoore, Jake Johnson, Haley Steinfeld, and Marcella Ali. And Miles Morales becomes the Spider-Man of his reality and crosses path with his counterparts from other dimensions to stop a threat to all realities. And that's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So if you go to the movies this week, go check out one of those fine movies coming out, or check out one of the top five at the box office. There's a lot out there, and there's a lot to come. The year's not over yet, and there's still a lot of good movies that are set to come out and that are coming out this weekend. So I definitely want to go check out one of these. Not sure which one that Clint Eastwood one sounds very interesting, because it does have Michael Peña in. I'm a big Michael Peña fan. So now let's get into old time radio. All Time Radio is proud to present this week's Spotlight album to listen to. This week we have
Smashing Pumpkins
with the album
Shiny and Oh So Bright,
and one of the singles
Silvery Sometimes, Ghost.
We're playing nothing but the classic tunes here on All Time Radio.
So Smashing Pumpkins, Oh So Bright album. This title is really, really long, so I didn't read the whole title of the album, but it is called Shiny and Oh So Bright, Volume 1, LP, No Past, No Future, No Sun. And the song I really, really am clinging on to is Silver Sometimes. And let me just go ahead and play for you a little clip of that. So that's Smashing Pumpkins, and their album sounds a lot like old Smashing Pumpkins, which is amazing, because I haven't really listened to the Smashing Pumpkins in a while, and just hearing that and hearing them sound like the old Smashing Pumpkins that I fell in love with is awesome. Not to mention, I did go see them at Almost Christmas, and I was really blown away by their performance, and that's what really got me into the album, because I didn't know if they were playing new songs or old songs, but that's Smashing Pumpkins. Go check out their new album. Every song on there, it's only 8 songs, is phenomenal. So definitely go check that out. And that's basically, like, we all know Billy is an amazing, talented musician who plays guitar. It's so phenomenal. I didn't even, like, realize how well he played guitar until I saw them live, like I said. But definitely go check out that album. It's, besides that song, like, every single song on there, Traveler is good song, and just everything on that album. So that's basically my review. It's not really a review. These old time radios aren't really reviews. They're just for you to get something to listen to, something new to check out this weekend if you're not doing anything. If you have Spotify, if you have Apple Music, Google Play, Pandora, I don't know what people are using besides Spotify and Apple Music, but whatever you're using, go check it out. And that's Smashing Pumpkins. Now, let's get into my movie reviews with spoilers. The great thing about this first review, I'm doing two of them. The first one I'm doing is Mowgli, The Legend of the Jungle. And the good thing about this one is if you have Netflix, you can go right now and check it out. This movie was put on Netflix. They didn't do a nationwide release like they had first envisioned for this movie, due to the fact that there recently was a Jungle Book movie which did phenomenal at the box office. And I'm not trying to compare it to this one stands on its own individually, go check it out, but the other one just is a classic and you know the story. Even so, this one's more accurate towards the book, because this one is made by Andy Serkis, and he said in an interview that this is more like the book. This is not that singing, dancing, cheery, happy kids movie like The Jungle Book, made by Jon Favreau, who basically copied the same movie of The Jungle Book, the cartoon, and made into live action just by tweaking a few things and making it more presentable for the live action film. With that said, Mowgli, The Legend of the Jungle, is more like the book, which I never read, but it is more adult content. I'm not saying that you can't watch this with your kids. There is one scene in the movie which is still haunting me. It's so traumatizing. So just be aware of that. I would not recommend you watch this with your kids if they are little, because even so, the story is the same, the tale is the same, everything is about the same, just no singing. It's more, there is more violence in this movie. There is one part of the movie which is very, very traumatizing, and I will tell you that right now. So, spoilers, if you haven't seen it, if you have seen it, go ahead and listen to this part. If you haven't seen it, go skip like 5 minutes of this and then get into the Wreck-It Ralph spoilers. Or thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and we will see you next week. So I'm going to go ahead and do spoilers right now. I'm going to do spoilers on the Wreck-It Ralph Part 2, or Ralph Breaks the Internet. And then I'll leave you with a little tease for next week. And next week we're going to talk about Disneyland, but we're going to talk about Shanghai Disneyland. And then I'll give you another word to practice how to say. So with that said, here's the spoilers. Alright, so in the movie, there's a part, if you've seen the movie, you know this. If you haven't seen the movie, and you're not planning on watching the movie, there's a part. So the movie's about Mowgli, and he's being raised by wolves, and he has a friend who is an albino wolf, and he's like, his friend is like so lovable, so caring. You just feel so much sympathy. You really, really learn to love this character, because he gets bullied and stuff, and there's just something about him, and he's a very likable character. And Mowgli's like, he hangs out with him, and then one day he gets really mad, and his friend Booth, I think that's his name, Booth. Or am I sounding like really Mexican right now? I'm just like Booth. But anyways, so his friend Booth is trying to talk to Mowgli, and Mowgli's just shoving him off. He's like, "Don't talk to me," because he's been trained by Blue to run away from prey, to survive in the jungle. But Christian Bale's character, the Black Panther, he really doesn't want Mowgli to live in the jungle. He wants him to live with the humans, because he knows that he's easy prey. So he sabotages him so he can't succeed at this task that's given to him in the movie, if that makes sense. If you've seen the movie, it makes perfect sense. If you haven't, you're kind of confused right now. And that's okay, because that leads me to the spoilers of this part. So Booth is trying to talk to Mowgli. Mowgli's pissed off. He's enraged, and he tells him, he's like, "Booth, get away from me. Just go." And that's the last time we see Booth, or so we think. So then Christian Bale's character takes Mowgli to go live with the humans. He starts adapting to them. He starts being assimilated into their culture. And then one day he gets this father figure in the human cultures. Is this white hunter who hunts animals, and he puts them on display as his trophies. And Mowgli sneaks into his tent, and he's walking around, and he's seeing what this hunter has, like his collection. And that's when we see Booth, but we don't see Booth alive. His head has been cut off, and the image of seeing his head on a stick is one of the most terrifying, most saddest moments, most heart-wrenching parts in that whole entire film, that it's still haunting me today, like just watching that image. So like I said, that part will really, really, really get to you. So if you don't want to see that, don't watch the movie, because you will fall in love with this character and you will not want to see his face hanging up on that stick. So that's my spoilers for the movie. The rest of the movie after that is exactly like the Jungle Book that we learned and loved with Jon Favreau. He becomes independent. Well, he kind of like takes down the village. So, yep, that's my spoilers. And now let's get into spoiler number two with Ralph Breaks the Internet. So now let's get into Ralph Breaks the Internet. Ralph Breaks the Internet stars John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman once again as their title. As their main characters in this film, Ralph John C. Reilly's character and Vanellope Sarah Silverman's character. So we pick up right where we left off, but 6 years into the future, just like the time that it took to make this movie. So when we last left off our characters, they have become best friends, and now we see that they have been hanging out and they're doing everything together, and they're just getting by life, just like every single other person goes by life, just living every single day, just a normal life. And then one day, Vanellope's kind of getting bored with this life. She kind of wants to get into a new routine. So Ralph, he surprises her by giving her a new course to play in her game. I forgot what the name of her game. Sugar Crush racing game. So now she gets on this new course and she's driving this new course. But the player, because there's a player on the outside and they're trying to control the wheel. They can't control the wheel. So finally they get a hold of Vanellope's steering and they break the wheel completely off this game. So now the game has been put on the broken games, and now it's going to be thrown away. So now everybody that lives in the Sugar Crush game has to find a new home. So with the game being thrown away, there's a newly installed Wi-Fi into the arcade. And so Ralph and Vanellope go into the Wi-Fi and go into the internet to find a missing piece, to find a new piece for this game and purchase it, so that way the game will not be thrown away and everything will go back to normal. So with that said, now let's get into spoilers. So the spoilers is there's a game in the internet called Slaughter Race, and Vanellope wants to move to Slaughter Race, and Ralph does not want her living in Slaughter Race because he thinks it's too dangerous for her. So she sings this amazing song in the movie Slaughter Race, and that's her new home. So that's basically how the movie goes. She finds a new home, and then she doesn't go back. Ralph gets really jealous and he creates a virus, but not on purpose, just in desperation. And then he must defeat this virus. And that's basically the premise of the movie. So we'll go check that out. It's really funny. There's a lot of great parts in the movie. There's a great homage to Stan Lee. Stan Lee does make a cameo in this movie. The princesses are really awesome and amazing in this movie. So that's actually worth seeing. That's the main reason why I saw the movie. And yeah, so you want to see how this movie ends. Then, let's say goodbye. thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 11. Like I said, I'm going to give you a little tease right now on the thing. I said I was going to give you a tease. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a little tease on next week's episode. Next week, we're going to do a whole segment on Disneyland Shanghai. But before that, I almost forgot. I can't believe it. I almost forgot. We're going to talk about Avengers Endgame. So let's get into that. Avengers Endgame trailer. And Avengers Endgame trailer number one is amazing. We get so much from this trailer and nothing at all. So everything we know about this movie has now been confirmed. So let me just go with that thing. So we know that Thanos succeeded in the last movie, Infinity War. We know that he did the snap and every half of humanity disappeared. We now know that half of every living thing disappeared. And a way to prove this is we saw Groot disappear and he's not human or an alien. He's a Florence. He's a tree. So now we know that pets also have disappeared. Half of living things have all disappeared. We know that Tony Stark he's with Nebula in a ship, just floating out in space, running out of oxygen. So we now encounter that part, so we don't know how he's going to get back to Earth, how he's going to be reunited with Cap and the rest of the Avengers. We see Hawkeye now have a new persona called Ronin, which we don't know exactly how he got this new persona and why he's so badass at his new persona, which I'm thinking we're seeing a Ronin from the future and a Cap from the past. So Captain America from the past and a Ronin from the future in this trailer. Where also we see them, the Avengers, going through some pictures of people that might have disappeared or vanished. And we don't know that for a fact because they're doing some trickery in the trailer. Because they're not saying, they just show it. And then they lay some vocals on top of it with Black Widow talking. But that's just completely different. So we don't know exactly what they're doing, why they're looking at these photos. So a lot of people think that Black Panther's sister Shuri, she disappeared with the blast, but I doubt it. I don't think so. I think she's going to play a main part, a big role in this. I also think that the reason her picture appeared on the screen was to trick us. Just like when they showed the Hulk running in Wakanda in the last Infinity War trailer, but then that never happened in the movie. So I'm thinking that's what they're doing in this trailer. Let's see what else happens in this trailer. We see Ant-Man appear. So we know that Ant-Man got out of the quantum realm and now he's going to bring that, what he learned and how he discovered this time traveling, to the Avengers. So that's exciting. So that's the only hope we have in this whole movie. Everything else seems really, really, really bad. And seems like nothing is going to happen. So with that said, that's my take on the trailer. Go watch it again. See what you guys find. See what theories you guys can come up with. It looks like an amazing movie. I can't wait to watch the movie. I'm glad they pushed it up a week instead of pushed it down a week. So instead of coming out in May 3rd, it now comes out April 27th. So that's exciting. And yeah, so if you guys, like I said, if you guys want to write to me, go ahead and write to me, ermsproductions@gmail.com, or go to ermsp.com and write to me there. Go to uncool, ermsp uncool @Twitter, and hit me up there. I want to thank each and every single one of you guys once again for listening, for sticking with me. I'm lining up a lot of guests right now, so I'm trying to get that situated with the holidays coming up. It's probably not going to be until next year when these guests will appear on the podcast, but I do have some lined up. And like I said, I'm looking for a co-host, so if you know anybody, or if you want to be the co-host, or just even come on for one episode and we can just talk about any single subject and just go on and we can do these things together, go ahead and write me and tell me why you feel like you would be a great addition to the show, besides telling me that I am terrible at doing this by myself. But anyways, like I said, thank you guys so much, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Episode 12, episode 11, here, now, I'm out.